Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Elite music game from City Limits today. I might add.
I try my best. I try to play all your favorite classics.
I know you do.
He's tapped into you, Joe Starkey. He has. Yeah. He's definitely tapped in.
He's like my Radar O'Reilly. He knows what I want, what I'm thinking.
What a great character that was.
Yeah, before I even think it, he's already doing it.
Reading your mind by now.
What does Joe want to eat right now, City Limits?
Pizza.
He'll tell you.
Pizza. He already knew. Okay. Yeah, pizza. He already ordered it. It's time for a quiz show, Paul. You ready?
I am.
It's you against Bob, me against you, Bob against you, Bob against Paul, Paul against Bob, me against Bob, and Bob against me. Are you ready, Bob?
Yes, but I normally don't do well in these situations. So
I mean, you've seen more than us. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but I forget more.
I don't know.
I forget more, too.
It's IT, intern Trent, and Limits put together the five-question quiz show. Each question, the first four are worth a point. And then the last one is worth three. So let's see who wins. Are you going to keep track of the score?
Yes, we will keep track right here.
Who goes first? Bob,
sheet.
Paul, me, then Paul, me, Bob, then me, Paul, Bob?
Yes.
Okay. Bob, you're up.
Bob, you're up first. Okay, Bob. What singer bought shares of the Pirates and became part owner of the team in 1947?
I know this one.
And Joe knows it.
Bing Crosby.
Yep. No relation to Sid.
It went
Bing
straight
Crosby
down
is correct.
The middle.
Paul, did you know that?
No, I'm glad he did it because I had no idea.
Thank
Bob,
you.
You're getting an ovation. Tip your cap to the crowd.
Thank you very much.
Great job,
there you
Bob.
Go. Paul,
Bob
you're up.
Bob takes the first one.
Okay.
Next question. Paul, who on the current Pirates roster has hit the longest home run in Colorado where the Pirates just played last week of anyone on the team? And I'll give you a little hint. You might be surprised who it was.
Connor Joe.
Connor Joe is incorrect.
And we keep going around until we get it, right?
Correct.
I might be surprised. That tells me it could be a pitcher. That tells me it could be a pitcher, Bob. Who would have still hit? Ooh. I'm going to say Martin Perez.
He's not a pitcher.
That would be
not
good.
Not a pitcher.
I will say Rowdy Tellez.
Not Rowdy Tellez.
Paul? This is an incredible question. Who thought
this
one up?
Can you give me the question again? Who on the current Pirates roster?
He's a current Pirate right now. He was not with the Pirates when he hit this home run.
Oh, so
right.
That's
he gets
why
two
I
clues.
Thought it was Rowdy Tellez.
He got two now. Why are you giving him all the clues?
Hold up. I'm asking the question. So it's the longest home run in the history of Colorado Coors Field.
No, I'm saying the longest home run that anyone on the collective Pirate roster has hit at Coors Field, meaning like
it's clear
Joe,
what the meaning
Joe
is.
Joe used
yes.
Rowdy Tellez,
I
for example.
That.
All right, so I'll say
so
McCutcheon.
If you listed everyone,
he said McCutcheon.
I say McCutcheon.
Andrew McCutcheon is incorrect.
He said we'd be surprised by it.
You would be surprised by it.
I'm going to go Yasmani Grandal.
Also incorrect.
I'm going to say he was not. Okay.
Oh, I know who it is.
Wait a minute. Just
oh, now Joe knows.
There's got to be a time limit. 3, 2, 1.
No.
Yeah, there is.
No, there isn't. You created that when
radio
you.
When we
just
think.
Wait.
We can't think.
Just wait. Jason DeLay. I don't know. I'm giving up.
Oh, no.
No.
Paul?
Paul.
So
oh, I know who it is.
Do you?
Yes, if it's a surprise. Go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
And he wasn't a member of the Pirates.
Correct.
I know exactly who it is.
And it's not Connor Joe who actually played there.
Correct.
That's who I thought it would be.
I mean, Michael A. Taylor?
That's who I was going to say, and it's right.
That's correct. Michael A. Taylor.
I mean, he's about the only other guy I could think of that had played elsewhere.
493-foot home run in 2015.
On how many hits? Two of them? Add it up?
One home run. He hit it 493 feet in the first year of the StatCast.
All right, I'm in a 2-0 hole. I go first here. That was lucky, Paul, but good.
We went around three times to get
went around the merry-go-round
there. Basically exhausted. There was nobody left who had played on another roster,
except for nobody. Go ahead,
Joe. Your question.
No, it would have been would have been Olivares. I would have said next. Paul cheated. Go ahead.
Mike Tomlin has a new contract. Congrats to him. He was fined $100,000 in 2013 for an incident that occurred on the field. Mm-hmm. Can you name what happened during that game in 2013?
Is it me?
No, it's me.
It is. Okay. Wait, what? Joe and then Bob.
What does that have to do with his new contract?
No, he used that.
I just used it
as a little entrance point.
That was a newsworthy mention. That's all.
Yeah, you're going to give me a clue right off the top like you did Paul? You gave him two going around. You said it would be surprising and that the guy sucked and that it was someone who wasn't on the Pirates then. I'm going to say this was when he stepped on the field on the Jacoby Jones kickoff.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, baby.
Look at you go, Joe.
You knew that. You milked that a lot. You knew it.
Yeah, I milked it a little bit. I wanted to make sure.
No, you didn't. You wanted to rub it in.
Tied all the way around.
We got a tie ball game going into round four, and it's Bob's turn. Go ahead.
So one more one-point question and then the three-point question, correct, Joe?
Correct.
Lynn Swann played himself, Paul, as a sideline reporter in which 1998 Adam Sandler movie?
It's Bob's turn.
It's Bob's turn.
Your turn.
Yeah. Jesus. Wait, what?
Lynn Swann played himself as an actor, as a sideline reporter, in which 1998 Adam Sandler movie?
I know this.
This is a question from our friend IT, Trent.
Nice question, Trent.
Trent, I thought I
really
liked you.
Really good. Very creative.
I thought I liked you, Trent.
Fun.
You're going to give me this curveball, off-speed, blinker. I'm not a big Adam Sandler fan, so I don't think I've watched him. I don't know the answer.
Waterboy.
Oh, for God's
sake. Look at Paul go. The Waterboy is correct. The 1998 movie that...
Which was a horrible movie, by the way. That people that thought that was funny.
Cower and Jimmy Johnson were in it.
Yeah, they were. It was not funny. Not one scene was funny.
I thought that movie stunk.
Good guess, Paul.
Of course, I get called a hater. Anytime I say a movie stinks, I'm a hater. It's not because I just don't like the movie.
That movie was flat out dumb. It really was.
Garbage.
All right, this one's worth three, so whoever gets this question right wins the title.
Is there a jump ball, or is it going to someone specifically?
Does it go to the leader? Is Paul winning?
Paul is the leader.
He should get first crack
2-1,
then.
So he gets the crack, and it would also be his turn around the merry-go-round of
both are
little triangle here.
Right. This is for all the marbles, Paul.
Willie Mays ranks fifth all-time in career war, 156.2. Paul. Can you name the four players ahead of Willie Mays all-time in baseball?
No, the question is phrased,
of the four can you name?
In war.
And if you say, like, I'll name one, that means it's incumbent on me and Bob to name every other one. You know what I mean? It's like a game show.
And
if you name only one and we name the rest accurately, one of us wins.
Good. Barry Bonds.
Can you name one? How many can you name?
I said I'll name one.
Name
Barry
one?
Bonds.
Barry Bonds, yes. Barry Bonds is correct.
Then, Bob, you and I go back and forth.
Can anybody match?
As soon as one of us gets it wrong, we're out. So Paul made a great bet there because if either one of us gets this wrong, we're done.
Okay.
Barry Bonds was 162.8.
Oh, are active players on this list?
No active players.
Okay. I'm going to go, a better war than Willie Mays, Barry Bonds. I'll say Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is correct. Number one. 182.
We're going down to the wire, Bob.
He's number one.
We're going down to the wire.
There are two players remaining that rank second and third all-time in career war.
I'm going to say Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle is incorrect.
You lost the game for our team, Bob. You were at the free throw line and you airballed. You were at the 3-point line and you shot it over the backboard.
I did.
You were in goal and you let a goal between your legs. You were the quarterback and you threw an interception.
I'm sorry. I let you down. Who are the other
Ted
two?
Ted Williams and Stan Musial.
Wrong.
Ted Williams and Stan Musial are also incorrect.
I was going to give you a chip because I looked it up. I looked it up as you guys were doing it.
Let me keep guessing.
He looked it up. All knows the answers.
Frank Robinson.
Hold up. Time out. I said Barry Bonds because I thought that was very obvious. He's one of them.
Correct.
But when he said they needed to name the next three, I looked it up just to see, how easy is this going to be?
Yeah.
And I think there's one they will definitely not get.
Yes, I agree. And one that they should easily
get.
Give us clues.
There's two. One that you should easily get. One that I would be surprised if you get, even if we gave you clues.
I'll give you the...
Hold up.
Yep.
He said Ted Williams and Stan Musial.
Both incorrect.
Who?
No, I said Musial.
Who do you say now? With a fresh slate, Bob.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know.
Brian Bixler?
Josh Gibson.
Josh Gibson's counted now. You're right. No. Is Josh Gibson in there?
No.
Why is it so obvious? Give me a team. Ernie Banks. Ty Cobb.
I'll say this. You're thinking in terms of war. You're not thinking all of the different ways you can attain war.
Mike Schmidt. Brooks Robinson.
How about
Ken Griffey?
How about if I just give you the positions? Because this could go on forever.
Pitchers.
They're pitchers.
That's cheap.
That is cheap.
Question,
I was thinking, that's a cheap question. We were thinking about people at the plate.
You needed to define that. He's disqualified.
Pitchers count?
In what?
Wins above replacement.
There was no inference.
They didn't cheat. That was the top five players in war. Now,
Roger Clemens, Pedro Martinez, Sandy Koufax.
I'm going to say Sandy Koufax.
No.
You're thinking wrong.
Well, what am I not thinking now?
Did you forget to include that
football's included?
War stands for wins above replacement.
Oh, Christy Mathewson, Cy Young.
One
of those
Cy
guys.
Young.
Great job.
You should have asked how many Cy Young awards did Cy Young win. It's a trick question. None.
Who is second now on the list all time?
Look at Paul over. He's getting mad at us, and he has the answers written right in front of him. And I don't think you would have guessed that, would you?
Well, I mean, they're these.
But you didn't say it was understood. It was understood to be an offensive.
I understood the stat war,
you
man.
Because you went Barry Bonds, you wouldn't have said Cy Young right off the bat.
Would you have guessed the pitcher?
No way you would have done
Cy Young,
that.
Yes.
No, you wouldn't have.
I would have guessed Cy Young.
Then you should have answered all four. You chose one.
Here's the thing, Bob, okay? The rules were set to me. All I got to do is name one person, and then you guys got to come up with the rest.
Right. He played that
correctly. Yeah, but if you really knew. But you didn't know Cy Young. You wouldn't have taken Cy Young.
He knew that we
because
didn't.
Because wins above replacement is the stat.
If he names one more.
For every single player that is in a baseball game.
If he names one more, then we're only down to two we need to name. He wanted to force us to name three. I don't blame him for anything he did. I blame City Limits for a trick question.
It was not a trick question.
It wasn't a trick question. Now, we still haven't come up with the second name, which it's one of those guys.
Lefty Grove, Righty Grove.
Mango Grove, Peach Grove.
He played for Washington.
I can concede that we would have
Washington.
Never gone.
The Senators.
Frank Howard.
Frank Robinson.
No.
For the Senators?
Pitcher.
Oh, yeah, the great Senators pitcher I'm forgetting.
Yes.
Warren Spahn?
No.
Who? Steven Strasburg?
Just put us out of our misery
Walter Johnson.
He sucked.
The main senator.
The big train.
Oh, my goodness.
Ron had the only one-on-one interview with him in 1940. Good job, Paul. It really was there. You had 6 points. We only had one.
We got
five.
Great reviews on the text line from that quiz show. Just incredible reviews.
Well, in order to incorporate Bob until football season, we should make that a Monday thing. Bob, do you want to be included in that? I thought that was your
presence. Yeah, I like that. You're right. Paul got two extra clues.
I mean, clearly.
We did not get that luxury.
Yeah, he wanted to trick us. Either him or IT or both of them conspired to trick us and make us look
foolish. And IT's going to Adam Sandler movies, for God's sakes.
That was a good question.
No, it wasn't. Yeah.
Keep up the movie questions, IT. A sports movie question is always welcome.
We need more movie questions.
I thought that was a triumphant return of the quiz show, Paul. Did you? Are you feeling good?
Absolutely.
You feeling good about this?
I feel really good.
He played that absolutely correctly.
Right.
He put us into a no-win position there, but he still had to name one.
Yeah, I mean, Barry Bonds obviously was an obvious one. I thought Bonds, Cy Young, and
Babe Ruth.
I would have guessed Babe Ruth. That would have been I would have guessed those three.
How is Ted? I guess if you include defense, it's Ted Williams isn't on the list, right? Is that why he's not on the list, Bob?
I don't know. Walter Johnson would never. I would have never thought of Walter Johnson, and we didn't think of Walter Johnson, which is why we.
That's what I mean. When I saw that, I said, "Oh, I'm winning this thing."
Ted Williams is 14th.
Yeah, Hank Aaron, Ty Cobb, Clemens.
You know what I mean?
Ty Cobb's right behind Willie Mays.
I guess I had some good guesses. I give myself credit there. Who's the most surprising? You're looking at the top 10 or 20, Paul. Who's the most surprising on that whole list?
Walter
Johnson at 2.
Tris Speaker at 9, 134.9. I've never heard of Tris Speaker.
He became the Speaker of the House in his later years, Paul. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Eddie Collins is on that list, and Grover Alexander, another one of Ron's one-on-one. Probably Kid Nichols and Ricky Henderson. Remember Kid Nichols, Bob?
No.
Who's the first pirate on this list? I guess Bonds. The first career pirate?
Clemente.
No.
Honus Wagner?
No, probably Honus Wagner, yeah.
Well, no, I wanted the actual answer.
Honus Wagner.
Has to be him.
Honus
right?
Wagner, 10th.
Yeah,
he 131.
Has to be. Oh, yeah, Clemente's 37th. Yeah, that stat sucks anyway. Doesn't it?
It's a stat that probably doesn't mean what you'd think it means. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's hard to quantify that at some point.
You remember Old Hoss Radbourne?
Oh, yes.
He played, Aussie baby. He was from Rochester, New York, and he went 60-12 one year with 73 complete games, Bob. And then he killed a cow and ate steak after the game. Look at this
73
guy.
73 complete games.
In 1884, Paul, he had 73 complete games, this guy. You remember him, Old Hoss Radbourne?
Don't remember him. Old Hoss Radbourne? No, I don't remember him.
You would think with 73 complete games, we would know the name a little bit.
It says he has a Twitter account on Baseball Reference, at Old Hoss Radbourne. I got to go to this. This is incredible, City Limits. All right, we're going to get to the big boy, and we're going to get to him very shortly. There's questions about the Steelers. This Brandon Ayuk situation has heated up again. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com. Do you think they combed their mustaches back then, Bob, or just let the hair grow?
I just let it go.
Yeah. Did they even have combs, or did they use like a little?
Probably your fingers, right?
Your fingers are like a little brick.
Raleigh fingers? Or...
Oh, he had a different one. He needed some.
Didn't he wax?
Wax it.
His what's that, the mustache?
He once came in for a Mario Lemieux tournament. I remember asking him about that, and he showed me this. It takes a while in the morning for you to get that mustache up and running.
I mean, this guy, Old Hoss Radbourne, looks very well kept, though. The mustache is clearly manicured, and so is the hair. What would they have used back then for that? What kind of ointment would they have used, Bob?
Whatever's available.
Yeah,
it was probably banned by Major League Baseball, so if you put that on your mustache, you wouldn't have qualified today.
That's why Ron kept him out of the Hall of Fame. Old Hoss Radbourne.
Oh my.
This is incredible, Bob. Come on, Old Hoss.